I asked him that one question. Do you want to buy a business with that margin and that structure? He goes, well, no. I said, why would you expect somebody else to do that? If they see that you've got a year's worth of liquid capital sitting in that investment, in that company, it's got a margin that's paying you a huge sum of money, it's got a hell of a lot of profit margin on there, you're going to be able to sell that a lot easier than if you just keep putting all your money in it, keeps expanding the business like that, and there's no margin on it. Put a little of both in there. Expand your business, keep putting some of it in there. But here's my experience. Every time I save, my business has gone up. I got more money to put in the business. My cost of business has gone up. I put more into the business, but I've also saved more. They've both gone up. We assume that if we take the money out, we can't reinforce the money in the business. I believe that if you invest some in the business and some into the cushion and more into the business and more into the cushion, you end up having a more effective business that more people want to invest in. Because they say, my God, look at the profit margin on this thing. More people would buy a franchise of that than if you kept investing in it and growing it and growing it, kept it there on the edge, kept it on the edge. Who's going to want to buy it? So build cushions. Methodical. Stable. Patience is a virtue. How many have heard that term? Patience is a virtue. I remember when I first started saving, I had a guy come up to me who made a lot of money on some investments. Made a lot of money. I mean, like 37% in about 6 months on this one investment. And I had to admit, I was just putting away. I was only making 6%, 7%, 6%, 7%. I'm thinking, oh my God, this guy's making it. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm off center. Maybe this and that. And I projected an assumption that this guy has gotten really well off. I was ignorant. He got cocky with his money. And here's what happened. He got highly emotional, highly cocky, flamboyant. The purpose of a spouse is when you get cocky to neutralize you. So what he did, because of his ignorance, he got cocky, started thinking, oh, I'm going to put more energy into that. He got cocky who he was. His wife was trying to calm him down by the laws of the universe. That's the purpose of the wife, to neutralize that. He saw that out of ignorance as rejection and criticism. He decided to have a fling, and the wife took half the cash. How many of you got what I'm saying here? Because he didn't know how to manage his emotions, because he made a whole lot of money very quickly, and people that make a whole lot of money very, very quickly who are not prepared to handle that kind of money end up doing foolish things with that money, just like somebody that sees all positives in relationship and doesn't see the negatives of the relationship and is not knowing how to manage that relationship ends up doing foolish things with that relationship. His wife took half the money. He got bitter. And guess what happens with it when you get manic? You put your eggs like that, you get a big kill off that. Now you're not satisfied with lesser kills. So now you get into what is an addictive, compulsive behavior of got to get the next big kill. Got to get the next big kill. Got to get the next big kill. You keep waiting for the next big kill. And the sharks come out from wounded people and offer you the big next kill. Incredible returns for no risk. And you become vulnerable to the next thing. Can you understand the repercussions of this? How many of you can sense this and know what I'm talking about? I've been in maybe a little cycle of this. No, Dr. DeMartini just kept putting it away. And yes, I got tempted by that. And I went, oh, thank God I didn't do that. And now my temptation is less because I know these strategies work. And I've watched my friends have all tried to get rich quick. Some of them have risen, had some really incredible lifestyles for a short period of time, and then fell back again. Below. And I just keep methodically, we just keep building, just keep building, just keep building, just keeps growing. And I don't feel like I'm lacking a lifestyle. I live a decent lifestyle. Yes, I live in a mobile home. Right, you've seen our mobile home. But I don't think I'm lacking a lifestyle. But I live beneath my means. I spent, see, if you save and then invest and you live on less than what you make, you're guaranteed wealth. There's no maybe about it. If you live on less than what you make, and you save and then invest, and you do it methodically with a strategy, you're going to end up wealthy. Guaranteed. If you live beyond your means, trying to get rich because you're frustrated with yourself because you keep under stress and you're wounded all the time, and you keep wanting to wait till you get money to save, and then you want to keep trying to get it really quick because you hear about somebody else making big money quick, you're setting yourself up for very high probabilities of falling back down to learn the lesson, to be strategic, methodical, non-emotional, because it's a mathematical game of probability. This whole entire thing called wealth is a probability game. And these have been worked out for centuries. So I'm not telling you anything that's new. I'm not making up anything new. I may have a few things that I shift compared to what the average tells you, but I'm not saying anything new, and I assure you this is sound. But you can diversify it through real estate, superannuation, and your own separate investing. I recommend you do all three. But I recommend you build each one of them layer by layer, by step. Because I can guarantee you at the end of the time, you will be wealthy, where the other way I can't guarantee it. And yes, you're going to have a few people, 1 out of 10, are going to come along, and they're going to be vastly fortunate to you for sometimes 5 or 10 years, and maybe they'll learn their lesson in that process and build a great fortune, and you'll have a whole lot of people that'll end up falling back down, but you'll methodically just keep building your wealth.